There have been some persistent snow showers for much of the day downwind of Lake Ontario in this first full day of spring, with temperatures running solidly well below average for this time of year, and that will be the case for the dominant part of the upcoming 7 days. The surface high will crest over the region this evening. However, clear skies will be overtaken by clouds as we go through the overnight period, thanks to another fast-moving clipper approaching from the Great Lakes and Ohio Valley. Late tonight, it'll initially be cold enough for snow. However, as the low-level jet moves in, the atmosphere aloft will begin to warm, and that will bring the chance for a changeover to sleet and perhaps a little freezing rain early tomorrow morning. Precipitation should remain all snow north of I-90, especially in the Adirondacks, Saratoga, and points north, where at least a couple of inches could accumulate by the time the snow ends, with higher amounts for some of the southern Adirondacks. The greatest threat for the wintry mix will be around the Capital District, Mohawk Valley, Schoharie Valley, and the northern and central Taconics and Berkshires. High pressure will then build into the region for the rest of the weekend and the start of the new work week, with yet another Arctic air mass setting up shop with unseasonably cold temperatures. The Albany, New York climate normals for today. Normal maximum temperature is 46 degrees, with a record of 78 set in 1921. Normal minimum temperature is 27 degrees, with a record of 1 below zero set in 1956. Sunrise and sunset data for today, March the 21st, the first full day of spring 2014. Sunrise was at 6:57 a.m. and sunset will come at 7:09 p.m. For tomorrow, March the 22nd, sunrise at 6:55 a.m. and sunset at 7:10 p.m. Here's the latest regional forecast for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly clear in the evening, then partly cloudy with snow likely after midnight. Accumulation around an inch, much cooler, with temperatures down into the middle and upper teens. West winds 5 to 10 miles an hour, becoming southeast after midnight. Snow likely on Saturday, a chance of rain in the afternoon. Additional snow accumulation of 1 to 3 inches possible, with highs in the lower 40s. South winds 5 to 10 miles an hour, becoming west around 15 miles an hour, with gusts to 25 possible in the afternoon. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, including Chicopee, Hartford, Kingston, Poughkeepsie, and White Plains, as well as the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly clear this evening, then partly cloudy with a chance of snow after midnight, lows in the upper 20s. Northwest winds 5 to 10 miles an hour, becoming east after midnight. Saturday, mostly cloudy in the morning, then becoming partly sunny, a chance of snow in the morning, then a chance of rain in the afternoon, highs in the lower 50s. South winds 5 to 10 miles an hour, increasing to westerly winds 15 to 20 miles an hour in the afternoon. For the northern Catskills, the Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, including Oneonta, Utica, and Schoharie, as well as the southern Adirondacks, including Gloversville and Johnstown, mostly clear in the evening, then mostly cloudy with a chance of snow after midnight, lows in the lower 20s, west winds 10 to 15 miles an hour with gusts to 25 possible, becoming east and subsiding after midnight. Saturday, snow likely, then a chance of rain in the afternoon, snow accumulation 1 to 3 inches possible, quite brisk with highs in the lower 40s, southeast winds 5 to 10 miles an hour, increasing and changing to westerly winds 15 to 25 miles an hour with gusts to 35 possible in the afternoon. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, including Middletown and Great Barrington, as well as the Litchfield Hills, including Torrington, mostly clear this evening, then partly cloudy with a chance of snow overnight. Lows in the middle 20s, northwest winds 10 to 15 miles an hour with gusts to 25 possible. It's lightning and turning east after midnight. And Saturday, mostly cloudy with snow, rain, sleet, and freezing rain likely in the morning, then partly sunny with a chance of rain in the afternoon. Snow and sleet accumulation around a dusting, highs in the upper 40s, southeast winds 5 to 10, increasing and changing direction to the west, 15 to 25 miles an hour, with gusts to 30 possible in the afternoon. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as the Saratoga area east of southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, tonight, mostly clear in the evening, then turning partly cloudy with a chance of snow after midnight, lows in the middle and upper 20s, west winds 10 to 15 miles an hour, subsiding and turning south after midnight. And Saturday, snow, sleet, and freezing rain likely in the morning, then rain likely in the afternoon, snow and sleet accumulations up to an inch possible, highs in the middle 40s, south winds 10 to 15 miles an hour, becoming west 15 to 20 in the afternoon with gusts to 30 possible. Your extended forecast region-wide for Sunday, it'll be sunny and much colder with highs in the mid and upper 20s. Monday, sunny and cold with highs in the middle 20s. For Tuesday, increasing clouds, the chance for snow late in the day as a coastal system comes nearby. Temperatures in the lower 30s Wednesday, the chance of snow in the morning, then gradual clearing. Temperatures once again in the low 30s. For Thursday, mostly sunny, a touch milder with highs in the upper 30s and low 40s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Jason Caterina.